wherever I want to.
Mr. Speaker, I call you, Mr. Speaker, please, Mr. Speaker, please, with all due respect, I have been chased through the bushes for the past 3 months. I cannot come and pretend that we're discussing the economy and social council. Our children are out of school, our lawyers in jail, and all that is happening in the world.
You tell me, they don't want it down. Because you don't seem to have an agenda for them. You don't seem to have it.
You vote there, and they
are voter class. It is also part of the
agenda.
Mr. Speaker,
Mr.
Speaker,
Mr. Speaker,
I am now telling you that the person who ordered for my arrest, tell him I am here. He can come and take me from this National Assembly.
Oh.
And the people of
this country will know that they don't
belong
here.
I am the representatives of the people have the power to say it as it is, at any time. And if we come here and we shut them down. So what should we do? Mr. Speaker, can you now, on this floor, give us where this National Assembly can discuss the issues that have to be discussed? Because it is more important than anything
about the National
Assembly from independence. Can you tell us?
Yeah, can you tell us?
Because if we cannot talk about these things here, where are we supposed to talk about them? For God's sake, we keep remediating them like this. Every time it is the same thing. We get to the church leaders, we humiliate them. Get to the lawyers, we humiliate them. We come here to represent our people and to tell me that I cannot talk about my people. Then you will need to shut my mouth with them. It cannot be. Take me to my business cell. I will speak up from there. Can I have a time when we will talk about the problems of our people? If you have no space here for that, it means that the country completely excludes us from this program. And I do not want that to be. You are supposed to make sure that we come here and represent the people, talk about their problems, so that you understand and take it to government. I'm happy that we are coming here when the Minister of Territorial Administration is here. And I am wondering, because Mr. Minister, I sat here on the 2nd of December, that the reign of terror over in West Cameroon is bringing down the country, and nobody seems to listen. And then I come here and we are told that we cannot talk on behalf of those people. It is the right of the MP to represent his people, Mr. Speaker. No, I am not bringing any disorder. If you let us talk on our problems, nobody will be wasting this time. Because I have a full 5 years to discuss about the problems of my people. I have a full 5 years. So can you give me space to talk about it? If I don't have it, then you are saved. And with the order on my head that I be arrested for representing my people, you are saying that the last remnant of anything we call democracy has died in this country. If an MP cannot talk, who else? And if an MP for the country is not safe, who else is safe? Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
C'est dommage que vous puissiez parler en... Je n'arrive pas à croire que des parlementaires puissent, à l'hémicycle, tenir un tel langage. Hein?
I am waiting to say what I have to say on behalf of the people of West Cameroon. I am waiting for you to give me the floor. I am waiting for you. because this is more important than anything we are discussing this evening. It is far more important. We are talking about the lives of 5 million plus people. It's far more important. Can we talk about it, sir? We cannot. Mr. Speaker, I want to hear from you. Can we talk about the problem of our people here, sir?
Merci, très honorable président de l'Assemblée nationale, de passer la parole. Monsieur le ministre,
monsieur Milba ne sait pas ce que j'ai fait pour lui. Il ne sait pas. Il ne sait pas ce que j'ai fait pour lui. Et aujourd'hui, c'est dommage, oui, c'est dommage. Je ne sais pas quel genre de personne il est, mais c'est dommage qu'un parlementaire puisse se comporter de cette manière.
Oui.